Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com, your source for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, Katie Singing Eagle. The call number is 646-595-3440. So kick back and relax and enjoy the show.
Welcome to With Insights Radio. I am your host, Iggy Garcia, and I'm with my friends.
David Tucros.
I got home and I put on one of the like a 1990s Bigfoot movie with one of the kids from Tool Man Taylor guy.
Oh.
You know, one of his kids was in the movie.
Okay.
All right. They found a Sasquatch, and I'm going, what are the chances of this? The Bigfoot movie on after our adventure yesterday.
Yeah, we had an adventure in Watching Hill. We're on the hunt for Sasquatch.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
That was a lot of fun.
It's like being in camp and we just snuck out of the campsite.
Yeah.
You know, just ran off into the woods.
A bunch of teenagers out there in the woods.
That was fun.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid seeing the legend of the Bondi Creek Monster.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of people watching.
Yeah.
Next meeting with my childhood. Back and Super Argo and the Faceless Giant.
Super Argo and the Faceless
Giant. I think I remember saw that.
That was a Halloween. We went to a Halloween party at the now defunct Gateway Cinema in Westerville.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it was all kids, you know, they were all in costume. There was a contest, and there was food, and something to distract the kids on set. And the movie was a Japanese movie called Super Argo and the Faceless Giant.
Oh, did Super Argo grow big?
He's just kind of a guy, you know, he doesn't be a charge in the mask. You know?
Oh, okay.
I can't even remember what it's been so long. I don't know what the deal was, but he was like the Clark Kent Superman. So
okay.
When something bad, it's kind of, whoa.
Oh, I must change from Humble Sushi Boy to
Super Argo. Sushi Man.
Yeah.
Small captions and the mouth moving differently than what the words were saying.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this is the first show of the
yeah,
new year.
I want to say happy new year.
Happy new year.
Happy new year, David. Happy new year, Todd. Mm-hmm. Happy new year, Katie.
Hey, happy new year's.
Happy new year.
We did a little bit of stuff around, you know, since you came in.
Mm-hmm.
I missed out on the new year's drumming with Garcia, but you guys did that.
We did that. And then we went to Chillicothe.
Yeah. Yeah, we did the drumming down there.
Then Garcia's on Saturday again.
Got lost looking for chicken.
Yeah. Like a Kentucky Fried Chicken round.
Yeah. It was a good long weekend of drumming and fellowship with each other. So. Then yesterday we just decided to spontaneously head over to Hocking Hills. And someone's calling me about Ash K.
Yeah, we want to thank you for that. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you're welcome, too.
I saw your little text. I'm going to ask you, who wants to go with me? And I'm like,
that's what I like about it.
We had a team meeting, work meeting, so I was like, oh, God, nothing to do. Perfect.
The spontaneous trip, and yeah, we had a lot of fun on the way down. Filmed little short films of you know, us doing our getting ready to our Sasquatch hunt.
It was pretty funny.
It's all on Facebook if you want to check it out.
There's a little trailer of our upcoming show. It's kind of a secret teaser. It's all seconds, which are just us being our hosts.
Yeah.
And Katie, you went out of town as well, didn't you?
Yeah, West Virginia to move in Dalvin. West Virginia for what's a Mossy Treat, which is Mossy in terms of love retreat for the total. Best ways of trying to bring people into their spirituality through methods of love and not doubting and not, you know, not using ways of doubt or fear.
Condemning.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, the world needs more of that.
Oh, those cats.
Okay. You
got cats falling on
your head. Yeah, you got New Year's blessing.
Knocked on the head.
My hat fell on top of her head.
Sign now. Caution, hats.
Yeah. I just put them up on
cats.
Hats are falling forward.
Yeah.
Somehow the hats fell.
How about you, Todd? What have you been up to?
Well, I plan to go. I did go. To see my cousin JR as a New Year's Eve gathering, family and friends, mostly the kids, mostly theater friends. Okay. And I went, my plan was, I like theater friends. And what I didn't plan on, that was earlier in the day, I broke my so it was pretty miserable. New Year's Eve, basically because I couldn't didn't eat or talk. I was fine. Because of the sharp edge from my tooth was digging. I tried to stay away from the good food, and then I wound on to have someone that might be miserable because.
Did they finally cap it off or give you something?
They did that this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And put a new temporary filling. The same tooth they worked on a couple months ago.
Wow.
I'm supposed to get that. I got in the first part of the root canal. I'm supposed to get the second part. But before I do that, I have to get a... let's see if I can explain this right.
Some questions?
Wait, there's another that I have to get before we can do the second root canal. I haven't been able to get it. Students at the university do it around Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. So I waited around 7 weeks to get the second part of the root canal done and the tooth broke.
Wow.
That's what happened to my front too.
So they put the patch on it, and now I do that other part for another month. And once I get past that, then they can do the rest of the root canal. And then you can decide whether we'll put a crown on. If they were to put a crown on, then I'm going to transfer the crown.
Sounds familiar. That's what happened to my front tooth. The guy kept putting it off. And with me, I have to pay so much money every month to get my teeth worked on. And I had paid the money, and then it ran out, and then I didn't have the rest of the. And they kept putting it off. I'm like, I just can't continue to do this.
Yeah, I'm not much about Obamacare, but isn't that supposed to cover something like, does it include dentistry or vision or anything?
Well, we have our insurance, so.
Yeah.
Mine is CareSource, which is Medicare.
Okay.
And they do cover, they only cover a crown for front teeth.
Oh, so your back teeth can rot and fall.
No, and
the ones you chew with, they're considered
cosmetic.
Oh, really?
Really? Wow.
And then I don't have dental coverage unless I pay $200 a month. And then you have to pay $200 next month into what's called a spend down. So I just can't do that. And if I did, I wouldn't have money for toilet paper or gas for my car.
Right. Well, we just need to divert money, one of our wars, into actually helping people be healthy and
vision care and dental care.
I believe I am. That if that's what
we have vision, like me, I don't have any vision or dental care, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't see. And I can't, and my teeth are falling out. So that's like night driving.
They can picture us without teeth. And...
Okay, we'll segue into that then.
Okay.
All right. Should I have the PG rating? PG 13 rating. No,
pretty gummy.
You went to, I wouldn't. The thing is, you go to the dental clinic at the UC. And all students who work on it. And so this cute little lady, happy to be here, was working on my teeth. She did a nice job, and she passed me on to people upstairs who were going to be putting on the temporary filling. She goes, one thing more complicated needs to be done if they pass you on to the residents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's dropping me off, and she mentions, she noticed in my record that I had diabetes. And I go, yeah. And she said, well, she knows about this herbal treatment for diabetes. And it turns out it's a multi-level marketing thing. She's trying to get involved in her downline. I'm just a little bit, this is a little bit unethical to me. She just jumps in based on my medical record and tries to sell me something. I gave her my email.
Yeah.
But she was really cute.
Yeah, well,
and
that.
When she emails me, and they said, well, let's talk about this over dinner.
Yeah.
Shall we, darling?
I've got my team in mind here.
And if I sell 10 of these, will you go to bed with me? Maybe I should put it to bed with me. I'll sell 10 of them.
PG-13.
Get out there and get up there.
It's war, buddy.
War and
war and sex.
No,
I don't get to do as much of either one as I probably like to. So.
I love how this new year is starting out.
We're going to work on that. I'll let you know. I'll keep you up to date.
Great. Good.
For those of you who don't know, Mud Toast asks questions on the show. Yeah, midnight on Fridays. He kind of talks about, his life and from a different perspective, a different point of view. And it's pretty interesting. It's a top show, so it's pretty interesting how much you cover in just a half an hour. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty good.
It's amazing how quickly the half an hour
goes. Yeah.
Most of the time, I sort of forget what I'm going to talk about for half an hour, and then it's 11:29.
Yeah. But you should try the show. It's pretty cool. It's a lot of fun. It's really enjoyable. And does a lot of self-analyzing and, dig deep and asking those tough questions sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I really encourage people to check that show out.
Well, let's talk about resolutions and goals since it's the first show of the year.
Yes, men need to stop just wanting to have sex with women. There's more to do than just sex.
I don't just want to have sex with women.
Okay.
I didn't know that was a resolution or goal.
Well, the women want to just have sex with men. That I know.
You have to make a resolution for yourself. It's not you make one for somebody else.
No, I don't want to have sex with men. That's not what I want to do. I want to have a nice spiritual relationship with someone.
Sure, absolutely.
Have a companion to go places and do things with.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sorry. I was just a little offended by the Asian story, the story of the young woman. Not the part. I was just offended by the ending part where, it just sounded terrible to me. But that's how it sounded to me.
But you're allowed,
might not, it didn't
you're
sound
allowed,
that way.
You're allowed to feel that way. But he's allowed to
I'm a woman.
Sure. He's allowed to have his emotions as much as you're allowed to have yours.
Yeah, because I'm a woman and I kind of get offense to that.
Sure.
So,
well, again, whoever it is that I'm talking about, I absolutely have the right to tell me to get it out.
Because it sounded like you only had one goal in mind.
Well,
she was to get her.
The way I looked at it, she had one goal in mind, too.
That was
his point. That was, I think that was his point. Here she was looking at his records and trying to describe to him herbal medicine. She doesn't know it has an adverse reaction or could kill him, And I'm trying to get him into a downline. You don't use your position like that. So I think he was kind of making fun of it. I can understand how you felt, how you felt. I kind of understand both sides. So I totally got his and I got yours.
Okay, because I know what he was. I was going. He was going.
I'm not saying he didn't want to have sex.
Yeah, I wouldn't have sex with her at all.
That was.
But she might have some kind of fistula. And then you're up there scratching and things feel like they're gonna fall off.
Oh no! Wait a minute. No,
okay, I give up on this show.
What I said was correct. That is okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
I had to be. Thanks to this one little clip I saw on Facebook today, which was really interesting. It took four young little boys between the age of 10 and 14, maybe, and they asked some certain questions. What do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a policeman. I want to be a pizza guy. And the guy goes, a pizza guy? Yeah, because I want to bring love to the world through food, And then they asked him another question, and then they asked him a whole series of questions. So you can go on my Facebook at Iggy Garcia and check it out. And then they bring this little girl in, this little blonde girl. These are Italians, so they have subtitles. And I asked, what do you think? And they go, what do I think? What are you supposed to think? Was she pretty? yeah, she's beautiful. She's this and that. And they go, do you want to touch her face? So they touch her face. And they said, do you think she likes you? They go, I don't know. But then they came to this one question. They go, they said, well, slap her. And they're like, what? And then the kid's like, no, I'm going to slap her. I'm a man. You know, one kid says, no, men don't slap women. You know, and just, it was a test. They were proving point.
Okay.
Is what they were doing. How kids, you know, how they learn certain behaviors. So I found it really interesting. And the one little boy's, and they go, why wouldn't you slap her? Because I'm a man.
Hmm.
You know, and I found that really interesting, you know what happens. I don't slap her because of this. But their own ideals, wherever they grew up. So bias is one of those things that either happens or occurs or is learned behavior. I don't know. But it was really interesting. I really encourage you to check it out because it was one of those things that made me think, you know, I was like, wow, that's pretty
violence
strong.
Against a weaker being, whether it's animal or human being, it comes out of feeling close to yourself. You know, you've lost your own power, so you want to inflict power on, control over another person, another thing, you know, that they can't fight back or can't threaten you. So it comes out of the behavior of that person, you know, it shows weakness.
And it was really interesting. I found it really interesting, and I thought it was really to the point. How the little boys answered. You know, you didn't know what you're going to get with kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was scripted, or if it was scripted, but it was good. It was good for me to see that. It was good to see it was just something positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of takes us back where you wanted to flow with the resolutions and, you know, the goals for 2015. I had posted Facebook that was just a little short, 8-minute, thing, you know, just about.
Yeah, I saw that one too. That was pretty good.
And just owning your own power, being in your own power, being able to say, like Katie, she expresses her emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's, people need to do that. Todd expresses emotions. Here's the key. Here's the one that happens. As we express emotions, do we understand what we're expressing to the other person? Does the other person understand what you're expressing? Yeah, you're expressing out of frustration. You're expressing out of another type of frustration or, you know, or an experience. They're all experiences.
Mm-hmm.
He had an experience. He shared it with the world. You experienced what he shared to the world. Your eyes and how you see things. So that was kind of the message I was giving today. Just, you know, to be present in the moment, to try to understand what the other person is saying. And, and no is no and yes is yes. You know, you use those key words because they're very powerful.
Right. Yeah. But not that, making fusses with your words that you're not going to keep or being attentive or.
Right. Because you probably heard and you probably heard and you heard that. A lot of people said, well, I'm not going to make resolutions anymore because I've made resolutions. And I'm thinking, that makes sense. I get it. But I also talked about honoring the temple, our body, you know, physically who we are as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not just all spiritual.
Yeah,
that's an aspect. That's an aspect of ourselves. We want to obtain this. We want to obtain this awakening and this enlightenment up here that we totally forget about, you know, the cell, the battery, you know, the house. And then we don't eat right, we don't take care of it, we eat it. You add your own story.
Yeah.
Because spirit is sense time and space, that's what I said. I said, they absorb it, they're here, and they're in physical place.
Yeah. I went to the store today, and I spent over $100 on good food. I mean, good, wholesome food that wasn't junk. Only thing snacky I bought was rice cake.
Because
I like rice cake, so I like to eat it with peanut butter or cheese or maybe some jelly. I can't eat it by itself because then it's like eating a styrofoam cake or something like that.
But
the thing that I'm always, I never give any promises or nothing like that to myself. I say, I want to consciously make the right choices so that I can have a healthier body. So that's what I try to do day to day. It's a day at a time, you know, because sometimes I want potato chips.
Sure.
And if you try to deny that yourself, you're going to crave it more.
Well, that's one thing I was talking about to myself. I was like, okay, fine, I want to get in shape. It doesn't have to be Mr. Bound. You know, I don't have to be like Incredible Hulk. You know, I just have to be. Feel good. I have to feel good. Even because I'm a little bigger than I was 5 years ago. It just that little space that I have, even if I go down 5 pounds, if that ever, 10 pounds, there's nothing else that goes down. So it's true a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we work on our spiritual life all the time, because it is part of that. We touch things, we feel things, we exist in this world, you know, and the part of it is, you know, learning to nurture that instead of just looking here and just, you know, shoving whatever it takes into our mouths, whatever comes along, you know, or even with our eyes and our ears, you know, just we need to be a little more selective about what we allow into our field of vision and so on, because those things have just as much effect as the food we eat.
Absolutely.
You know, our mental states, our emotional states, you know, there's all kinds of little in those kind of things too. You know, there's the sex violence that gets us all riled up, you know, and advertisers know that. There's this whole psychological science behind manipulating the human mind through images and through sounds and through words and certain, you know, they put it together like it's a project, you know, and then they throw it out there. So that commercial you see for 30 seconds or whatever, it's designed to draw you in, to captivate you and bring a message across of, you need this, or, you know, this good, this is what you should be doing, this is what you should be having.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Something just like the commercial, just like the Arby's commercial, or there's a new McDonald's commercial about Big Macs meaning love, you know.
Yeah.
It's got all the things and the two, and then they have a heart, and the golden arch is turned to the heart. So when you eat a Big Mac, it's bringing love to yourself.
Exactly.
And I'm like, what the F?
Uh-huh.
You know, those patties that they use for, now they're saying they have a campaign too that we're all good and we're not full of just da 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 and so forth and so on, because people have started moving away and McDonald's has lost a lot of money in the last year because people are getting more healthy. So trying to draw people in with the way it looks. And most burgers don't never look like the way they do on the commercial. And Arby's, like, sorry Arby's, anybody out there that's associated with it, we have the meat, you know, because more people went towards being a vegetarian.
Right.
And they want to bring people in. I didn't really buy any meat. I bought some turkey jerky and I bought some bacon and had bacon fruit and vegetables and some pasta and yogurt.
You know what's so funny is that we're inundated constantly. We're inundated just we don't even pay attention.
Sure.
You watch those mobile billboards down the road.
Facebook, look over on the left, you know, on the right hand side, you'll see that margin there. You might not be looking at it, but it's there. It's your eyes.
Any page you like or anything you even click on, the way the internet is set up, any you look at, or look at, or even look at, they're going to have those advertisements on the side on your Facebook.
Conform to what you've been looking at.
One dress place, and then all the site for the dress place on the side of my Facebook. I'm like, I didn't say that I liked their page on Facebook at all.
Yeah.
But somehow, the cookies or whatever, they're tracking what sites you're looking at.
Right.
You know? So.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's all time, yeah.
Big Brother's watching.
That's right.
And
we are a commodity to them. So.
Yeah, they're trying to get you in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, only really site I go to that I order from on the internet is Amazon. I'll order stuff from Amazon every so often, especially if they have a sale or the price gets marked down on a book I'm looking at or something.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't do much internet shopping at all.
Yeah.
I really don't have a lot of money to do any shopping, so I try to make do. But
that's the whole idea behind it. I think it's just that we're, you know, we're a resource for
for somebody to make some money off of, you know, and they'll just do anything to do that. So.
Looks like our friend brought in some pizza tonight, and I don't eat pizza that much from a place. I make my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a treat to have Donato's pizza. And, you know, giving a shout out to Donato's, which is one of my favorite pizza places. So that's something I missed when I lived in New York for 7 years. Once I got home, I had Donato's pizza.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with it. First, Donato's pizza was right down the street from me, from where I live here in Columbus.
Food can bring back memories. It can mean a lot more than just, you know, something to eat. It's a way to connect with past, with family, with even love, you know, a loved one that you used to have a certain thing with. And yeah, so. And,
I'll stick my daughter to dropping Maine to the snake trip in high school. I picked her up after March band, and that was our place. We'd be always go to the city.
Yeah.
So I always think about when I'm there.
Yeah. We are.
You go with is food. Now, I'm a big person, and I've mentioned on the show several times that I'm a big woman. I'm a, you know, 200 pounds. People were laughing at me this one walk, and it wasn't a long walk. We were from what was the lodge, the temple, up to the palace. There's Palace of Gold. Were the founder of the movement. They made a memorial to him at the palace. Maybe about a half a mile or so. Going to it was all uphill. So I took 6 students from Oil, and then one of the leaders from Christian Health here in Columbia. And I told them to go ahead and go because I had to go to the restroom or something, take care of something. And I said, I'll meet you all up there. And plus, I knew young people, they're going to, you know, he's like 6'4". He's got long strides with his legs. I said, meet y'all up there. Because I knew I was going to take my time going up this hill to the palace. And I did on the tour, and I had toured the palace 100 times or more. I knew about it, so I let them go ahead. Then when they were finished with that, walking around the grounds, then I walked around the grounds with them. And afterwards, they came back. We walked back down the lodge in the temple and going for another hike to where the temple was, which is about 2 or 3 miles. It was like an hour hike. So, and I told them, no, you all go right ahead. I won't be joined because I didn't bring my walking stick or any shoes, and there's some muddy places. But I don't want to get stuck or nobody to ask my time because I'm out of because it was about an hour, from the temple to the one place that we did. So going downhill was quick from walking. From the palace to the temple, so that was good. But they were like, because I said, y'all don't want to have carry me back or help get me back here if my legs are out or I'm not in quite shape to go on the other height. And they said, no, I don't think we carry you back. I said, yeah, you all are small guys. I don't think any of you have ever picked 300 pounds. And they started laughing, and I was laughing with them, so. I let those young people go on to another hike because it was in, you know, kind of a dense area of overgrown grass and the not a road that went back, but the road was, they don't mow the road down, the grass and stuff on the road in like spring, summertime. So, but it was kind of funny because I like going on hikes and stuff like that too. And then they see my pictures. Oh, I see you going on hikes on Facebook. We see the pictures of it. Yeah, but I prepare for those hikes. I prepare for the hike in the wintertime through bald grass.
Mm-hmm. You got some hikes coming up.
Yeah,
we got about 5 different hikes coming up.
Yeah, we were just at Ashley yesterday, kind of scoping out the landscape. to see what's the best way to get people on our Shaolin Walk.
Yeah, that was part of it that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
Yeah, and also me too, because I did that.
It was really pretty.
Yeah, we realized we needed to get in a little bit more better shape after the holidays too.
Yeah, I got, I was out of breath, man.
Yeah, but hey, we have nothing but time. It's just,
that's what I was saying. Now, y'all went on a couple of trails that I had to follow.
We went to kind of work on there. Maybe
okay.
Yeah. But it made us go in a different so we saw some things we hadn't seen before.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. On Cut a Little Rock.
Yeah.
That was nice.
They were all hugging each other.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute.
Someone think I was like, okay, cool. It looked
funny. It had you and David looking kind of chee with each other.
Well, hey, it was Cuddle Rock. What can I say?
Yeah. Mary was like, hey, Cuddle Rock. I was like, all
right. Bo was in there
too. Yeah. I did little poses and stuff together. It was pretty cute.
I was all cute.
Yeah.
Well, here's the point about 2015. You know, this is the year of transformation and change, and about a lot of healing too, and about suffering for people who aren't really about those paradigms and those old kids.
Right.
Even in my family, like even other, just a different place right now.
Yeah.
In a different, you know, vibration. Some of us have moved into this that it doesn't bother us.
Right.
And so for them, it's kind of a strange thing of shifting and changing.
Right.
Because you have to appreciate the smallest things that are in front of you. Even if someone doesn't help you, for example,
mm-hmm.
It's too bad, you know. It's too bad that no one helped you. You know, it's just how it is. You know, you're there to help yourself. And don't expect it to be people. Expect to jump on the wagon with you, you know?
Right.
If your house is dirty and you cleaned it and you just don't go, well, I cleaned the whole house. Well, great. That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Take the compliment and keep moving. But some people really like to hold on and be angry about it. You know,
I had to clean this house because you didn't do it.
Yeah.
You're so lazy and you make me do everything.
Yeah. So,
so there's anger behind that.
There's anger.
Anger is always a secondary emotion to something someone's feeling.
Yeah. And it is anger. And anger is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Is a very powerful emotion. It's a very powerful thing. And anger can be blinding. Be so angry sometimes and say some things or hurt somebody physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Then you snap at it and then you don't even realize what you've done.
Yeah.
But then it's too late.
It's the opposite of when you love. It's like you're blinded by the anger instead of blinded by love sometimes. And you'll see where you're at and doing.
Yep.
And you know, how you could be hurting someone, you know, and yourself. Because everyone's a reflection of you, too.
Sure.
You know?
And then you have to get back to them what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Is even though when someone's angry, you know that's really sensitive. It is you.
Mm-hmm.
There is an act of you playing out there. But there's also an aspect of being calm and listening to show the other person.
Something I want to mention is that, I kind of realized, here's something. This weekend, like every few months or so, I have this guy that I've met and he asked me to marry him. Okay. And I know, and I give him a reason why. No. I ask him questions and stuff, and he is kind of evasive with my answer. But I was kind of persistent with asking him questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, basically, he wants to marry me because he finds me attractive. And I don't know. I'm into spirituality. I'm into doing this, that, and we go out drumming and hiking and all kinds of stuff. And this is my life. I'm looking for some. I'm looking for a companion who can do these things with me, not for a partner. So, but he's just as he's like, well, I can do those things and stuff too, but
I want you.
But I'm like, no, my heart is in this. I'm not an object for someone And if you're making a commitment to someone with marriage, you know, I said I could be that little submissive wife person that you have in your culture that you someone to be, and I will not be that just for, you know, to gratify your needs. I said I can do that. So that kind of
yeah.
got him to stop, but then he wrote again, oh, I can do this, and I could. I said, No. If you're not in what I'm doing in sexuality and being with mine and with the people I go out with, to make a commitment to a relationship and be in a relationship just so you can get your, you know,
satisfaction.
One type of satisfaction for the other. So, in that, I apologize to Todd, my friend here, because what the business deal and all that, that just kind of made me, because, you know, it kind of triggered that from what you know, I said, we'll meet again, and we'll see each other again, but you have to know I only like you as a friend and a brother because the only thing you want from me is one thing, and my life is not about that one thing. It's about more than
when you heard Todd say what he said, just what you wanted to hear, or did you hear something just more amplified than what you heard him say?
It reminded me of that guy just wanting the sex.
There are certain things that he said in his comment that just like stood out more.
It was a trigger.
It wasn't him, because I love Todd. This was my good friend.
As he sits there like a
I love him. He's a big old teddy bear that you just want to grab and hug and kiss all over his face. I mean, and that's it. I'm sorry, because I love him that way.
I'm going to kiss him right now.
Okay. He's a old teddy bear of a guy, and I know there's someone out there that's right for him, because I'm mean, and when it comes to relationships, especially nice guys, I jerk them around. I'm mean. I don't know why what it is with nice guys. I got to have someone that's kind of balanced.
Well, maybe they're not nice.
You know, not a bad boy, but someone who's
maybe kinda, outside they're nice.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you they're showing you, but so there's something inside
street.
You that's like,
you got a bad boy in you.
Trying to reach my inner bad boy.
There you go.
You've been listening to our conversation, and the conversation is all over the studio.
But I didn't want Todd to say that I was mad at him, or I didn't want him to be mad at me because of that thing that happened.
This is part of what we're being honest, being real, whatever, you know. We can hide behind all these niceties and all these kind of, you know, oh, that didn't offend me. But if I'm really offended, if I want to say something, I should be able to say it and not feel like, you know, that's got our friendship off or hold that putting our feelings out. You know, we'll talk it through, whatever.
To you listening, we have known each other for at least 4 or 5 years. So.
We've been up and down and round and round, you know, with each other.
Sure.
So.
That's normal.
And we've had our offs and ons.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. We built a friendship. We built a lasting family almost, you know.
Yeah.
And these three guys here I'm with are just so adorable, you know.
Thank you for noticing that.
And at one time or another, I want the snot out of any one of them, but that's the feeling. That's
sure.
I'm not going to actually do it. Iggy is too cute. I mean, he's just a little ball of...
Or something.
of panty air. There
you
we go.
You me around the stick.
I just a little whimper.
and David is he's cuddly too. He's kind of tawny in places.
We're gonna put
Is he a polar bear or a yeti?
Yeah, kind of polar bearish. I can't talk. I've got a sore throat. But you might want to put some alcohol or something on this. I'm done.
We'll just give it to you next time. We'll just give you time. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry,
your head on my belly.
I don't know what they think of me because I'm an apple on stilts. I'm just kind of round with skinny legs. Oh.
They're just having a hate up there, aren't they?
Upstairs neighbor viewers.
Family dynamic.
Yeah, we have to like hit the floor or something.
Oh,
quiet them down.
You know, they're working it through.
Hey. Keep it down. We're trying to do something out here. But you know, 2015, you know, you bring what you want.
That's right. You take what it's like any moment, take what you want into the next moment. It could be the turning of the year, it could be tomorrow, it could be this next couple minutes, you know. You're always free to decide who you're going to be, you know, and what you want to be. And the thing that's cooking away inside of me is this whole idea of self-empowerment. You know, I'm thinking about what that is. And I find that as I begin to think about it, maybe practice it, and I realize and actualize, well, not. I'm taking back bits and pieces of myself that I've given away, the power to this person or that situation or that idea about myself that is out there that I'm always striving for or trying to defend against or, you know, and I'm back to me and I'm more at peace the more I do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about giving away my ego. It's about regaining parts of myself that were always here, but that I idealize about myself. When we do that with religion, we do that with our family, our occupations, you know, anything. Is something lost inside of us, you know, and we can never achieve that until we take it back. And we find we're complete and whole just as we are.
And you know what I find too is sometimes there's just, you have no control of what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it has to work itself out. It's like the war. I have no control over it. I can't go in there and push buttons and make it stop. It has to happen. Whatever's happening upstairs, it has to work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what I do. I would just probably add more coal to the flame, you know.
A fire to try to set out.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. We want everything to be perfect. Everything to be nice, but you know, it's not.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's not. You have to go into the shit, and you got to wade in there and tell. Ask yourself how long you want to be in here.
That's cool.
How long you want to go?
Yeah.
You know. Well, it sure smells in here.
I wish it didn't smell. Well, it's gonna smell. It's shit.
Well, why don't you get out of it? You know.
It
well, how do I get out of it? Well, here's toilet paper to start with.
Yeah.
You know. Or something.
Back away.
Here's a rope. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Take go down the street. I don't know.
I think as human beings, we want to be in control. You know, but control, freedom is in go of control too. In some ways, you know, just letting it happen.
The other piece of that too is, well, how did you get down there?
How'd you get in the shit?
Because people don't know. I'm in the shit.
That's a good point. But I'll tell you right now, there are people who know how to get in the shit. And they work really good in the shit.
Yeah.
Okay. They get in there and they know that they can do a lot of damage in it.
Mm-hmm.
They strive from that because that's where they're safest.
Yeah.
That's where they can be violent. That's where they can be angry. That's where they can throw. And that's where they can, you know, because it's harder to be nice than it is to be angry, I think, sometimes. I think I could throw a fit quicker than I could probably be nicer.
Yeah.
I'll be nicer. I think I put myself down quicker about all the things I don't do right. Versus all the good things that I had done or to the world.
Right. Yeah.
Because we're our worst critic. You've heard all of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then we pay somebody. We've all had paid somebody to tell us, hey, you know what?
You're okay. Yeah.
Just got to do this.
Right.
Why don't you try that?
Our next session will be next week, and I'll tell you more.
And it's nothing that we haven't heard before.
Yeah.
There might be some things that new things. We have to get the information from. Social-based organization,
mm-hmm.
or you know, social-based organization, you should get certain type of information and align yourself with certain types of groups.
Right.
If you go to church, you get all the free. Most of them get all the church.
Social organization is going to be about, you know, their program for that.
It's a program, yes.
Yeah, you know, I guess that's part of what I'm doing about radical self-empowerment is we have it all within us. Really, the only relationship we need to have is with spirit,
mm-hmm.
our higher spirit, our higher self. That's already there. You know, everyone else is just trying to reflect back to us aspects of that, favored with their own particular, you know,
chocolate or
whatever. Rocky Road, whatever, you know, their own particular flavor of it.
I'm not trying to condone that people who do bad. Or, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But if you want help, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You can help yourself through, with, and
you know, others. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's hard to work by yourself to process.
It is. You're not outside of yourself sometimes to say you need directions sometimes at the same time. You can get addicted to that too. You know,
sure.
You can get addicted to have other people telling you what to do or how you should be feeling, or, you know. Maybe just the need of having someone to pay attention to you.
So you think you can get addicted to those groups together?
Yeah.
Just talk?
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
I
don't know what you call it. What do you call it?
Those groups.
Self-help groups? Or,
yeah, or...
Self-help groups or AA.
Yeah.
People on that process become their bigger problem.
Yeah.
It's just
it's like you never reach the end of being
working
well.
The program is the addictions they have. Just work.
Right. You can become healthy and no longer an addict. Or, you know, you want to know people, it all comes out of a lack of something. You're wanting to pursue something, you're wanting to make something, you're wanting to feel something. I think that feels for you, and it's not necessarily feel for me.
And that's where that's what will happen. Family. My dog pees in the bedroom, you know, and it's when I kill. Just little things like that. It's different for everybody.
Right. I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying it's okay. Each time it's okay. You know, I mean, I'm not going to fight against it because fighting against it only causes more problems. I'm going to become happy within myself, become fulfilled within myself, and all these other problems will just kind of start to seem less and less important. You know, it's less important what people think about me when I regain my own self-esteem and my own point that I'm great. You know, I'm awesome. You know, you're awesome too. You just don't know it yet. You know, and you're trying to take away from me to make yourself feel more awesome, or to take my awesomeness away to make you feel better. That oh, he's down here now. You know, but no, you're up here. That's what I'm trying to say. Get up. You know.
You know, when you're in a mire situation, almost like that's almost like a quicksand situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fight against it, then you're going to get funky. You'll sink deeper and deeper.
Right.
But if you let go and, I don't want to say embrace the mire, but if you let go and stop worrying and quit fighting against stuff and just, you know, start thinking, you know, the higher thoughts and the feeling the higher vibrations, then you'll find that you're not sinking anymore, that you're actually rising above.
Listen upstairs, it's quiet now.
Yeah, they worked through it temporarily.
Right.
But they had to go through that. That was part of the process.
Yeah. Exactly.
They have to go. I mean, sometimes you can't help.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts you, breaks your heart, just to watch you going through the process, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sure guys put on a raggedy clothes and kind of help, but put myself in them.
Right.
You know, so those
I think we see.
You know, that four sides right here are on that too. What is it?
Oh, there's 7 billion worlds on each one of them.
Each one of the worlds.
Right. one of those shows, like, on Sunday I watched, like, when you have, you know, five views on Sunday, they got each one of 2 minutes of talk or other interesting to look, and there might be on political. But then there's the everyday shows, called The View, where you have four women sitting talking, and there's talk that have men or, you know, they have less people, each people come in on the panel and different women and stuff like that, and then you'll see different points of view on one subject. So it's like people in the world are, you're going to have different points of view
side, and I'll see something completely off, completely different experience.
I could fall right behind you and see that.
Yeah. I'm glad you walk ahead of me from now
on. You can all say the same book and get different, see different aspects of the same verses, just like scriptures. People read scriptures, and each person gets a different reality out of, or
here's what's funny. Even though I said it, as we're hiking or walking up these trails, what you're doing, but I have to occupy myself on you and what I'm watching.
Right.
So my
become part of the landscape.
Yeah, you become part of the landscape. Yes, you could fall on me.
Right.
You could slip. I'd have to catch you. You know, it's funny. We're all in the same exact place. At different, necessarily, you know, degrees and angles, and but we're experiencing things completely different.
And we are part of that experience. We're not observers anymore.
Right.
You know, we're interactive.
And that I found so interesting yesterday. You know, sometimes no one would lead. You know, I could see that. You know, I was like, I'm like, go.
I was like that one time we were hiking, and I got to push me up the hill so I could, because I was trying to climb up this. I got my one knee up, and then I put my hands on my butt and pushed me up, please. I couldn't get up this one, and everybody was like, someone put your hands in. And then finally, I don't know if David did or someone or White Crow did, but you both were back behind me. I'm like, shoot my ass up the hill. Don't be.
Okay.
And somebody did, and I was scared to put their hands on butt and push me up. When someone gets permission, then it's okay. Go ahead and push the butt. But
real good.
You know, sometimes you need help getting up
being
communication.
Quick fix and ask about it later. It happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a true believer that instantaneous healing. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
We've
been involved in it.
Right.
We've seen it, yes. So, you know, the thing is, you know, you make 2015 whatever you want it to be.
Was for thousands of years, or you
I like as a group, you know what we do. I think we're going to have an exciting year of activity.
Mm-hmm.
Already, our calendar is quite full. You know, getting filled up. And I had talked to them this week, and I told them, I said, our calendar is pretty full already. I don't know if I'm able to help you out with your festival or not. You know, and I sent Iggy a message and. For you know, to do this particular thing, so.
And that's where I'm talking about being honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to say, well, let me check, I'll wait, you know, but you know, it's like, maybe it's just better to say no right now,
I'm not going to lead you on or whatever, that's my words.
You know? You know, and no doesn't always mean no forever.
Yeah.
You know, and you've been honest in the past.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that project because I am doing this, or my wife wants to lay significant other wants to be, and that's good.
Yeah.
As long as you can say that.
You know where you stand. You know?
So many of us get ourselves in so many things just because we think we have to be servers all the time.
Right.
And then just like leave some space open to just like spontaneous stuff. I know we do spontaneous stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like you all went to hockey or, you know, you might want to do something with
I don't know if I want to do anything with them right now.
Or, you know,
I mean,
sometimes, other people may ask us to come do something during the year, and we might say, yes, we will come, we can do that. Or we might have to say, no, we already got something on our schedule. So,
right. And there are things that come along, too, that we don't even plan. We can't expect them. The moments and the experiences that are just waiting for us, but we don't even know it yet, you know, that they're out there, that we could turn a corner and something completely different happens, you know, and we're in that all of a sudden. It's just, those are the exciting things, I think, when we bring the people that we bring together. There's just such a mix of personalities and backgrounds, and just something's going to happen. It's like mixing chemicals together, and you don't always know what they are, you know, like, oh, let's try some of this and some of that. Boom! Sometimes it goes.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I'll tell you now.
Sometimes it just takes.
If you have a group of friends that you can do things with, do it. Mm-hmm. Don't expect family to be on board with anything you do.
Right.
I mean, because they're the most critical. They're the ones with you all the time. They always see the quirkiness in you and the things that your shortcomings, how they perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, when you really want to be someplace and you have like-minded individuals who want to ride along with you, I say take advantage of that situation
if you can.
Because you're all being called to the same space by higher source, by higher, you know, entity, a higher God, you know, God, you know, love.
Right.
That was love yesterday. You know, that was love where you were yesterday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever Todd was looking for love, that's where it was.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, but Todd sent me an email, you know, he wanted to be here and he wanted to hang out with us and on my couch, you know, and I'm sure he's having second thoughts now, maybe.
Put on earplugs or something.
But anyhow, regardless, you know, we miss Todd as much as I miss Katie. We miss everybody, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's that energy mix that we constantly talk to each other and play off each other. And
we ought to have a karaoke night, too. Something.
We should.
Yeah, Todd's karaoke machine
karaoke
here,
yeah.
And so are my discs.
Yeah.
So we can do that anytime you want.
Well, you know, and I love and respect Lori and her path and what she's up, her line on. I'm happy for the life we have together. I know she doesn't share a lot of things that interest that I do, you know, but she's got her own thing going on, and I encourage that. We go to some things together, like the Gift of Light Expos and you know, those kind of metaphysical things, and she's working on that. But she's not that interested in drumming. She's not that interested in hiking around caves and going out in nature. And she's not that person, you know, and I'm not going to force her to be that person, and I'm not going to feel bad that she's, you know, not drawn to that path, but I'm still going to go. I've got my calling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a calling in my heart. Always have had it long before I knew her. And she's had her own path long before she knew me. And, you know, we've just managed to meet and come together and, you know, it works for what it is, you know.
Yeah, and you can't really expect them to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you get, cherish it at that moment and be happy with
it. I've tried to share, you know, it was so awesome being there. You could and she's like, okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. you had to be there. And that's
just, people just will never see what you see.
They're not in that vibration.
You know,
I'm not to the upper or lower, but it's just not that.
And, you know, that's okay.
That's
like you said, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay that they want to be wherever they need to be. It serves them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I was telling you all about the guy. I don't want some guy to come along with me just, you know, I want someone who, you know, who has the same passion I do to go out and drum and do whatever that we do as a group and what our calling, because it is a calling. And you don't want someone you don't want someone to tag along with you just because they want to tag along with you for another purpose.
Yeah.
You know, you want them to be with you because
tag along, Cassidy.
That's their calling too, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Because then after a while the person will start regretting it and then they'll get angry and then they'll get resentful and all kind of things because they're not following their own passion, their own falling in life. You know?
And then you ask them, okay, I'll do what you want to do. And then they go, I don't know what to do.
whatever you
want to
do.
Yeah, then it's whatever you want to do.
So, don't you have a life?
I guess we're fine.
So, if you have a calling out there, people, passion, something that you really want to do, go after it. It's not the right to follow your
dreams. Don't feel you're going to hurt someone's feelings, or you've got to step outside of who they thought you were. Or you are who you are, and you've got to grow. You know, when you go, a plant outgrows its base, you've got to transplant it somewhere else.
Or
when you outgrow what your life is, you've got to move outside of that.
Yeah.
Some people will come with you and some won't, you know, because their paths are different.
That's a true point.
Yeah. You know, you can't feel bad for that. You can't live your life for someone else.
It's like fishing the fish tank. It'll only grow to a certain size of the tank, you know, to a certain level. But you keep putting the tank bigger, it gets bigger and bigger.
Right. Feelings are like that.
Mm-hmm. So that's a powerful statement you said. That's thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Spirit flowing through me. That's
you probably said it times and the first time I heard it.
Ah.
You know?
There's something listening to me now, Todd. Well, listen to it frequently.
It's like a plant growing in a pot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You got to transplant. That's a good point.
Stay stunted, you know?
I like our little group of people.
Mm-hmm. You know, it took me all my life to get to this point to come to a place where I was felt like I was in a group of people who got it. You know,
when I got to this point, everything that was around me tried to tear me away from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like a constant struggle. It's like, you know, it's like I can feel that.
We talked about that with the cocoon and the butterfly coming out of the cocoon. That's a struggle. Mm-hmm. You know, that cocoon. That cocoon wants to hold it in, but becomes stronger by coming out of it and becomes itself. You know, becomes something radically different from what went into that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lesson in nature there too.
Yeah, because I think sometimes we get complacent. We just because we don't have it at that particular moment. You know what I'm saying? Like we comply. Or we just this is all I got. You know, I'm not getting better. You know, we start to buy it. We start to believe our own hype. We start to believe our own luck.
Yeah, we diminish ourselves.
Yeah.
Cover up that
or it's what someone else is saying because you have people around you that want to keep you the way they're comfortable with. They don't want to see you grow and learn and evolve, you know, into something different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, spirit always wants us to grow and learn and become better and keep going forward and upward. And, you know, sometimes, those around us want to keep us in a certain place because that's where they're comfortable, and they're comfortable.
And they know the buttons they can push, and they don't want those buttons to change.
Mm-mm. And sometimes you just got to push through and say, I'm sorry, but I've got to move on, you know. And if you either lead, follow, or get out of the way, you know, because I'm moving on.
You know, it's funny you said that, because when I made that video today, I asked myself after I finished it, I'm going, did you make this for people, or did you make this for yourself? Who is this video for? Was it for you? It's a part way, it's a two-way, it's partly for me to hear myself, and partly to hopefully someone who needs to hear it. You know, I'm not looking for how many hits or clicks or tags or whatever I got.
No.
That was not my point.
It takes a one person
needing you know, we talked one. About this many times. If one person gets something out of what I say, then, you know, I'm doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I get something out of what I say, then I'm doing my job. Some of the best, you know, motivational speakers and leaders, when they're in the funk, when they're down, they'll go back and read their own books. They'll go back and read the stuff and listen to the things that they've recorded. Because we can't always, even though it's subconsciously recorded in our brain, can't pull it up all the time. You can't just pull it up. And I go back and I listen to some of my shows, some of the older shows.
It speaks to you now.
Yeah, it makes sense now sometimes what I was actually saying. And I'm going, wow, did I say that? Or you'll meet people who you've worked with and like, oh, Iggy said this or Iggy said that. And I go, did I say that? I think you've had that kind of experience too.
We all have, I think.
You know, and I don't see because I don't want to embarrass myself or that person or like, but I've had people, you told me, and I'm going, wow, people are listening. People care. And that means that you must care enough about yourself to share that story to yourself. Because that was more for me to remind myself so I can click it on again and go, I need to hear this again.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, to be something a little more general, just somebody telling you that it's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be honest with myself. It was really good. She liked it. Okay, I'll do another one.
Yeah.
That's the motivation to
when
keep
you're
going.
Trying to think. I mean, at the time when I was trying to think, and I was stuck, so I don't have anything to say.
Nobody's listening.
Saying the same thing over and over and all that. And somebody who doesn't have to just says, I like that.
And it, like you said, it is good when you know someone's listening to what you have to say or following your advice, because just like I talk to people, I'm talking to myself just right along when I'm talking to them. And just like this past weekend when I was in West Virginia, it was good. Like the young priests, they were like brahmacharis, or the young priestess, they were all, some of them were sitting at a table, and I knew four of them that were sitting at a table, and I was looking for a place to sit because I had gotten a meal, and they're like, Katie, come over, sit, come. I mean, they're all talking in like Bengali or something, and they're like, come sit with us, and then I sat with them, and I was sitting with them, and they were still talking, and they're like, and it's like, Katie can't understand what we're hearing because we're, and I'm like, that's all right. I just like your company. It's just enjoying your company. And I said, I can get the gist of what you all are talking about, even if I don't quite know the language. Mm-hmm. So it was just being, you know, at this table. And there's this one other young lady sitting in the corner by the wall on this table. It's one of those long, you know, table with the folding chairs. And then another young man came, and there was two spots. There was one right across from me, and then there was a spot over by the wall across from the young lady. And they said, oh, man, go sit there. Sit over there in this spot. And I said, there's a spot right across from me. Let him sit there. I said, I don't think he wants to be wedged between two women.
Mm-hmm.
Away from the. And he's like, oh, that's okay. And then he sat in the spot across from me.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was just like, it was just nice there. It's always, because in West Virginia, where I was at, there's mostly East Indian. So,
they have strict cultural.
They have, and women aren't supposed to too much be sitting in the middle of men. But the way I am and the way I come across, and then I was able to talk to quite a few men. A lot of them message me from time to time asking for advice and spiritual things and whatnot, to where they feel comfortable, and then the other people there know that they're comfortable, mm-hmm. and I'm comfortable with being in the midst of these young people, because they're all somewhere between 19 and mid-30s. Mm-hmm. So, and it's no big deal, because they're comfortable with it. And then one guy who came from Columbus, he was a little bit being shy, and then he saw how they were with me, and he was like, oh, you know, by the end of the game, he was more comfortable with being
more himself.
And friendly with me than had he not been in the company of those other people that knew me. Be yourself. Sometimes you got to get outside your box. Sometimes you have to grow and take your, it's good to, when you're giving advice, you're taking your own advice too. You practice what you preach, because people are watching.
That's absolutely true.
And young people are watching. You know, you never know. And I go with a lot of young people, especially with the, with the ISKCON News and Dobrin community, or the Hare Krishna. I work with the Hare Krishna community.
Let's take a little break real quick.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
We are back to With Insights Radio. I'm Iggy Garcia with my friends Katie, David, and Todd here. Just want to put a plug out there that this is a listener-donated radio show. So any donations that you feel, you know, that you want to give to our show to keep us on the air in 2015, the more welcome. You can find a donation link at iggygarcia.com. That's where our productions come from. So,
you know, people don't realize we're next. money.
Yes, internet costs money. And that's why we can keep it, you know, commercial free, mm-hmm. you know, without bombarding with a whole bunch of, you know, commercials.
Right.
Buy this, buy that. So if you feel in your heart you want to donate something, please feel free to donate.
I was going to ask, I get the feeling somebody out there is asking this me to ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
How do I begin to find out who I am? If I don't really know who I am, maybe I've come out of a situation where I've always been told this and that about myself, you know, and I've listened to all these voices and I'm confused and I want to start to settle down and really get a grip on who I am. How would you approach that?
Well, that's a good question. If you're asking me a question, maybe, or Todd,
just kind of throwing it out,
you're throwing out there. Todd, do you want us to hit it first?
Yeah. I'm Sean Bowser.
I'm Kaiser Soze.
I found out who I was and where I really wasn't looking. So.
That's a good answer.
Demonstration for me. And in the act of that and of talking to some of the other people in the room, it became apparent that I was not the person.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, I wanted to forget it. It opens certain answers. I mean, it's all process. It's its own process. It's, I wasn't looking for any great epiphany. I was just making a videotape.
Yeah. Okay.
Pretty much when I found out who I was, and it took till my mid-30s, pretty much. And it's after I had a bout with leukemia, and I died and came back. And I was told I was coming back, and that I have never really lived. Then I found out. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna find out who I am. So I moved to New York. I got a job in an apartment and moved to New York. And then I said that's some place where I could rediscover or discover who I am or reinvent myself, because nobody knows me. Nobody knows my parents. Nobody knows my grandparents or anything.
Any
so
with you or
so I could find out who I was, and that's what I did. Found out what my likes and dislikes were, friends I like to hang out with, what kind of chocolate or vanilla, you know, sex type stuff I liked, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, I hate to put it that way, but what kind of minister I actually wanted to be or was. I mean, every aspect of my life, I found out what exactly I liked and who exactly I was when I went to New York City. Now, I don't recommend it to everybody out there, because I had to start from scratch and learn the culture and everything. It's like walking into a whole nother country, New York City was, but...
It took getting outside of everything you knew.
Uh-huh.
Finding yourself totally different.
Totally from what I knew. People thought Columbus, Ohio was... They still think Columbus, Ohio is a hit cow town, but it was totally transplanting myself and transplanting, find out who I was and the stuff I liked and what. I had to completely leave everything, pretty much everything behind, and go to a whole new place, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes that drastic thing, but I wasn't living. I didn't know who I was. I went back from the heavenly places, and I was mad that I had to come back, but at least since I came back, you know, I met you all when I had to move back to Columbus, and then I met friends again, because I didn't know anybody in Columbus, and the people that I once knew that were my friends, I no longer wanted to associate with them. I tried to, like my church community and all that, and found out I was different. And, you know, and
there's
people...
No going back.
Yeah, I was totally different. I couldn't go back. So I had to find new quirky people like myself.
From one of my I think it's from the Wolf of Wall Street, if I'm not mistaken.
This pen will change your life. This pen, you need this pen because so many great people have had pens like this. You know, and they've achieved success far beyond what they imagined that they could. But this pen will complete you. This pen will be a part of you that you will never want to get go of, something like that.
Which brings me to my point. I'm glad that you did a really good job. You sold me the pen. You gave it back.
Six figures.
Yes. It's got pheromones on it. I don't know what it is. But
here's the point. Who are we? We are what we want to show people. We are what we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I am who I am by myself. Okay? We're as big a mystery as the universe, I think, sometimes. Because we, what we can do.
Right.
Okay, so right now, I can sell you a good Iggy Garcia. You know,
right.
Looking at you,
yeah,
smiling. Mm-hmm. But deep down inside, I can be hurt or frustrated and just overwhelmed by what happened earlier upstairs in my house.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I still have to show you the Iggy Garcia that you want to see.
Right.
The one that you're used to seeing. The one that you love. Mm-hmm. The one that you care about.
Right.
But it's also genuine. Mm-hmm. The one I'm showing you. Okay? And you. And you. So who are we? I think we are whoever we want to be at any given moment in time. If we choose to be upset, then that's who we are at that moment. If we choose to be happy given the time, then that's who we are at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Is it important to really know who we are versus actually living and experiencing the world, sharing what's in our heart at that given time? Because I don't know who I am. I just know how I am when I'm around you.
Mm-hmm.
I know how I am, how I feel when I'm around you. I know how I feel and how I am around when I'm around you.
Mm-hmm. That's still the same you.
It's versions of me.
Versions of you, yeah.
Versions and versions, yes. But the point is, I don't think anybody knows, and we never truly know who we are. We do know, we do all have a common thing that we came from some place much bigger than the creation and the experience itself through. So that gives me hope. That's a big plus for me in my life. Who am I? I'm the guy who just believes it. Good things happen. You know, I was always your working guy, worker, bust my buns, you know. And you know, if I work hard enough, if I work enough, you know, I'm gonna get what I get. You know, and I've done that. I did for so many years, and when I put my hand in my pocket, it was just as empty as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and with all the money that I had, so
my energy was going somewhere else.
Will I die as a pauper? Will I die as a rich man? I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
As long as my friends in the moments I have are totally super and awesome, can I make them super and awesome? Yeah, I can. Yeah, absolutely. What you want and how you want it. You can have your steak raw if you want it, or well done.
Or you cannot have steak.
Cannot steak at all. So far, it was a great question. I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah.
I'm still figuring it out, man. You know what?
And then it will.
You can't dip your foot in the river twice and expect the same results.
We are in the life stream, and we are the life stream, you know. We're figuring it out as we go along. And I think that's when you come outside of the box of what other people try to tell you are, and what you've been taught that you are, and what you've been told you are, and known that you are, and really just decide, I am what I am in the moment, like you were saying, you know, I'm ever-changing. I'm free to go in any direction I want to go. You know, I may choose because of what I feel is right, in this direction, but I could just go in that direction. I could have been a serial killer, you know, things I have. So I don't put myself above anybody, really. I just say,
you don't have to be a serial killer in physical form to kill.
Yeah.
You can kill with your words.
Yeah.
You can kill your spirit.
Yep.
You can be. So, you know, that you have the power to say the right words and do the right thing. is when you're empowered and when you're enlightened and when you're awakened.
Mm-hmm.
That's my interpretation of being awakened and enlightened. You know that you have the ability to change your life and another person's life. How you touch them, how you approach them. I really believe that. I believe it. Very
the power of the tongue, there's life and death in the power of the tongue,
yeah.
You know, and that's true. That is so true.
Yeah.
You can lift someone up and you can make them more alive than they've ever felt. You can bring them down in the depths of death.
And I've been in both places. I've been dug in there and told. And,
you can tell it yourself.
And
too.
You know, I've been there. I've been, you know, when I was jealous and angry and when I was sad, you know, we all do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it as much. Or very rarely. At least that's what I'm telling myself now. I hope I don't. You know, but no, mysterious. You got to self-check sometimes, you know? And you know who checks you back? My wife, my family. I know when I'm bullshitting. Or just,
yeah.
But you're going to get silly with me. That's just kind of how I am. I get silly with my mom. And I have to kind of back that up a little bit sometimes too, you know. But
I mean, we better be honest with you and say, okay, I think you're going a little too far this way again.
Yeah, you guys
check,
have.
Check.
You
know?
Guys have. You guys have told me. All right. Or you gave me that one look, you know. But
if we weren't honest with you, that we could go ahead and hurt yourself.
Well, you go onto this path that is real. Who we are at that moment is real.
Right.
So if you go so far this way, it is who you are at that moment. In those situations, those scenarios are playing out, vice versa. So that's why you are the God. That's why you are I am. That's why you are.
We are creatures of ourselves as we belong. You know?
Yeah, we're experiencing, you know, life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. You can go that way 100% and run over a bunch of people along the way.
Right.
And not feel anything, remorse, because you know what? You're not looking at that way.
Right.
Or you can go that way as well, do the same thing, and empower so many people along the way.
Yes.
And that's what I hope to do. That's part of my biggest dreams and goals. The hope. I know that no man is a prophet. I mean, whatever happens in my family. You know, sometimes I'll step in. You do too. You guys do the same. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to go, hey, you know what? They just not where they need to be, and nobody maybe or maybe never. It's not my job to fix them.
Right.
It's not my job to fix anything.
Right.
It's my job to live and experience life and get in that flow and go in that rhythm and find the blessings that are hidden in the stones and the water and the paths. Looking at your butt crack, you know.
I gotta get some new pants now.
No, but you know what I'm saying. I'm being funny.
Yeah, And yeah, you're not welcoming your own. I mean, if you're like a prophet or a minister, or preacher, or something like that, if you're not welcoming your own hometown, so to speak, your own family, because they knew you when they knew when maybe, and they've seen you at times that you weren't so holy or perfect or something like that, like other people see you. So. Sometimes they're not accepting of your calling or your place or something like that.
Somebody doesn't know what to say to you.
No, Katie makes a good point. They know your shit.
Yeah.
They know
their
background. They know your MO.
Right.
How they perceive it and how they experienced it and how they record it in their memory banks. Because everything's from memory. You, know, you hear people say that.
Would you
I'll tell you. We all label. We all think. Judge, you're going to say things.
Came out of my mouth, in my head.
And you know what? If you
on.
Did, and you feel worse and guilty for it, then, you know, say 10 Hail Marys and my father's and whatever. Whatever serves you, you know? But here's the point. That's the point that I want to get. If you know that it's not the righteous or the well thing that you want it to be, that's when you have to say, I'm sorry, you know, please forgive me, I love you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I think it's super important. I'm speaking for myself, I can't say for you guys, but you guys have your own rituals, but, you know, conducive of a good relationship or a good, you know, heart, then I try to make amends
for that. Yeah, I try to ask forgiveness, right? I'm sometimes you'll ask someone forgiveness and they don't want to forgive you, mm-hmm. but that's on them. At least you,
right.
you try, you know, and forgiveness is for yourself, not for the other person
yeah.
to do. So as long as you forgive yourself and try to make amends with that other person, then you run your job instead of just leaving it, you know, to whatever, mm-hmm. you know, devices. You know, because sometimes mm-hmm. you gotta try to fix it if you can. But if you can't, if it doesn't get fixed, you know, and then the spirit knows that you've promised. Yeah.
You don't always hit home run.
Sometimes
you get on first, second, sometimes, or you strike out. But you're swinging.
But do your part.
We also get to run home, but that's okay. You were part of it too.
Closing thoughts.
Now we're in basic metaphor.
Todd, real brief and short.
Sounds
like underwear.
I don't know. I'll have to check back with you next week.
Okay.
I'm really, it's kind of a strange time. Really,
we love and support him. We've got a ear or a shoulder, whatever you need.
Like I said, something that came up last week. There's just something that kind of came out of the blue for me. I felt like I needed to share it with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't know what. And it feels like there's all kinds of that stuff kind of land, just like a couple of moments that I said, that's ready to come out.
Just let it come out. You know, that's how you get rid of things. Toxins come out.
Perfect.
Awesome. This is a brand new year, you know, and you can take whatever you want into the next moments of this life for the rest of your life. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror and love what's in the mirror. You know, love the mess that's in the mirror. You know, look around your life and see the people and the that are in it and you know, love them and also, you know, don't be attached to them at the same time. Don't find your own self-worth in them, but let your support shine out to the rest of the world.
Okay, perfect. Sadie?
Learn how to love yourself, and in doing that, you love those around you, and make sure you always live a grateful, beautiful, and
yeah.
thankful for every day, every moment. You never know when that's going to be taken away from you. Or if you're going to leave this life, because tomorrow's not promised.
Tomorrow's not
promised. So be grateful for what you have. Learn to live a blessed life.
Yeah, and I just echo back what you guys said. Much love. And you know what? I love you all. I think I said what I had to say earlier. And hopefully we can all be here next week sharing these thoughts again. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We will see you next week on withinsightsradio.com.
Love you.
Visit us at on Facebook or at media.com or at withinsightsradio.com, whichever new website is up now. All right, I love you guys.
Bye.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn worlds of its own needs. Dummies are crying.
Might ask me to go home.